Yes.
I wanted to ask you, how is it, I mean, not from the perspective of faith, that a person, that it's something within them, how do I know that everything written in the Bible is true? That it's not just some author who came along and wrote a story?
Yes, that's a good question. Tell me, have you ever read the news? Have you read a newspaper?
Yes.
Have you ever bought a newspaper? And how do you know that what's written there really happened? Because you can see, because there are
the supporting evidence provided here.
It's only written in the newspaper, but you can see there are
the supporting proofs.
What proofs? Were you at the scene of the event that's written about?
There are
articles saying I was there, or that it happened nearby. It says that three people died in Kazakhstan. Is that true?
There are photos.
Photos?
Yes.
I can make any photo you want. I've got a graphic studio, whatever you want. Do you want me to swap your head, or shall I swap his? But I won.
I would like you to answer my question.
Hang on, of course I'll answer you. I'm starting slowly, slowly. Did you ever study history?
Yes. Don't
ask
me if I believed it, because I didn't really believe what happened there.
Ah, you didn't believe what was written. The newspaper, yes, because there are photos, but history, no, because there aren't any photos.
I wasn't talking about myself personally. I do believe. I want to know, but what's the answer? When someone comes and asks me something like that, I don't know what to say.
You give them an encyclopedia.
What?
Tell me something. About that event that happened in Kazakhstan. Where the three passed away, are there any witnesses? Apart from the photos, to be honest,
I do not know exactly what happened there.
It's fine, no harm done.
That sounds absolutely brilliant.
It's just an example. Now I'll ask you a question. Tell me, was there a Passover celebration during the previous year?
There was.
In memory of what? Well, all right. Forgot. No. Why would I forget such a
thing?
To remember what? The Exodus.
Of Israel.
Great. Wonderful. Now tell me, was there one 2 years ago? What? 2 years ago?
Say, also.
3, 4 years ago.
And the next one is number 5.
6. When did it start?
When did it start? I don't know.
Since the Exodus from Egypt, right?
Why are you putting me on the spot with questions?
Wait, what's all this then? You're really putting me on the spot with these difficult questions. There's a right.
You should have an answer.
No, there's the right to defence, the right to defence. Now listen, that is, if we commemorate the Exodus from Egypt every year, it started from the event that happened, right? But millions testify. Millions testify every year that it happened. Ongoing testimony. The giving of the Torah, the festival of Shavuot, every year. Since when? From the event that happened at the giving of the Torah, when God gave the Torah to the people of Israel in the desert. Every year, millions of Jews all over the world celebrate and testify that this is what happened. Is there anything better than this that can be said about any event? Nowadays, they find some bone. People are already amazed and say, this is Moses from 2,000 years ago. And they say things like that. And if there was a coin next to it, they say, yes, he bought hummus with it. He did this. And already they write studies and it becomes archaeology. And if something like this is found next to that, they already think they understand everything. So if people are alive and pass things down from one to another without interruption, there is no nation or language in the world that has such a well-established tradition with books, with lives based on these events, with laws and rules that cannot be changed. Such a thing is the best proof that everything written in the Bible is absolutely true. What'd you say?
And what exactly do you mean by that?
About the holidays of the Arabs? What about them? They have one holiday where they fast for 40 days. It's called the holiday, the Ramadan holiday. With us, on holidays, you have to eat. With them, on holidays, you're not allowed to eat. Yes, so what's the problem?
Nothing.
I see it. So is that all right? Is our history all right?
Yes.
Great, thank you. Next question.